Hi, good morning. Good morning. This is a Monday morning. The time I am recording is 9:39 a.m. And I want to wish all those wonderful mothers a happy belated Mother's Day. I'm glad you guys enjoyed your day. I had a wonderful day with my friends and my family. My friends and her family. So we had a wonderful day yesterday. So I thank anyone and everyone that even said Happy Mother's Day. I thank those that were able to give. I also started my Peachy Dreams clothing line. So if you're in Tulsa, you see some outfits or you want to order, hit me up through Messenger at Chantel Lady Miss Peaches Howard on Messenger and Facebook. But the shirts are $75. The shorts are $69. The leggings are $75 as well. So, thank you. And again, this is Lady Peaches. What's up? And you guys, you know, it's almost the last day of school. So I hope you guys got them kids up doing them Chromebooks so they'll pass. I think it's the 14th. It's the last day of school. So make sure your kids is up doing their homework. And again, this is Lady Peaches. What's up? It's a cloudy day outside with a little chance of rain. Today, our subject is mothers. Mothers, mothers, mothers. Mothers are like the pride and joy of life. Without a mama, there would be no you. You have to have someone to birth you. Even with an embryo, if you're getting embryos, there's still a mom and a dad. So, what is the age should a mother be when she stops interfering in her child's life? Should you be there like for a lifetime or as long as you live if things go wrong, or should you just back up and let them live their life? You know, I want to know your opinion. I want to address your opinion. I did a segment on domestic violence, and I seen Beyonce on Instagram, and she was basically saying it's, you know, a lot of things are not parents' business, and it's true. It is true. It is true. Me, I tell my mom, I used to tell my mom everything, but like, I kind of raised myself because my mom was a nurse, so she was a hard worker and she always did. And if you know anyone in the healthcare life, to them, it's like family last, patients first. So, it's cool to have a mom nurse, but we will have to have Christmas. We will have to have Christmas 2 days before Christmas. Christmas Eve will be our Christmas. We will have to open our presents because she was always scheduled to, because it's Christmas at the hospital. You have to give the patients gifts and walk Santa Claus around and, you know, different things. And a lot of accidents happen on a holiday. So, the good thing, the advantage of having a nurse mom was she taught us about different diseases and different types of food and certain meats. Eating two meats could cause cancer, or, you know, and she would make us look it up in the health, in the medical dictionary. So we didn't just study the encyclopedia or the Webster. We also had to study the health and medical dictionary as well. So my mom, she really kind of forced her, because it was things that she would see at the hospital and she would come right home and teach us. Like elderly people. If you don't know, you really have to go up there and check on your elderly people, whether it's uncle, cousin, sister, brother. You have to care, because sometimes the nurses get overwhelmed, or sometimes a nurse might quit and not tell nobody, and your significant other or your family member is laying there with maggots coming out their diapers. You know, so it's very, having a nurse mom kind of teaches you how to care, how to be loving, how to be respectful of different foods, different diseases, different world crises, and stuff like that. So, and then my dad, he's a psychologist, counselor. He used to work for Rader and other different places. And it's like having a doctor dad and a nurse mom. So that's how I kind of like grew up. And then in between that, my mom's little boyfriends, they would be like handymans and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I get most of my knowledge from. I've always had educational parents. So I'm a studio mom. So my kids know more about music and how to rap, how to make beats, how to do videos. I mean, it's just the mom in you is the kid in you. Your kid is going to be whatever they see you do. So, and plus what they're learning and what they want to be too. So that makes them the special part of them. They have all these different qualities of mom and dad, and plus their own qualities. And then they also my kids teach me stuff. My grandkids teach me stuff that my kids don't know, because the world changes. So it's really cool. I'm sitting here with one of the Bulla kids, Star Bulla. Say hello.
Hey, my name is Star Bulla, and we make videos every day. Did y'all see I got $2. On the Bulls Good video. So we was eating.
Being a YouTuber, how is that? Do you have people that message you sometimes? Do you have friends on the internet?
Yeah.
You do.
And his name, he go to school all the time with me, and he's good at work.
I know that being a Bulla kid and having Bulla Kids TV, they were telling me that some kids across the street from where we stay at noticed who they are. And I had to let them know that stars. You have little fans. Even though you're not a superstar, you're still a star. They have little fans. They stop them and let them know, hey, I know y'all the Bulla kids. So it's cool, right?
And I can't wait to go to school, because it's fun at school and we eat lunch. That's my favorite one. And we go to gym. That's my favorite.
So you don't like having the coronavirus thing going on? You want to go back to school?
I want to go back to school, but be careful.
So y'all rather have school. I also have Bulla Kids TV, Jonaya, Farmer Bulla.
Get your kids on the Chromebooks.
She's saying that she rather go to school than do these Chromebooks. The Chromebooks are just tablets, laptops that are made especially for the educational purpose.
Let me tell them something.
Say hi.
Hi.
That is, what's your name?
Jonaya Bulla.
Happy Mother's Day
to all the mothers out there.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, and then that was the Bulla Kids from the YouTube channel Bulla Kids TV. Okay, she wants to let you know where you can subscribe.
Subscribe to Jonaya Bullock.
How many likes? How many likes do you need?
1 million.
She needs 1 million likes, you guys. So if you hear this and you have grandkids, and go on there and give her 1 million likes. Comment below if you can.
I have my own video too on my grandma's phone. Hi.
Which is her video, so.
Well, I have my own YouTube channel, and my album reel is out. I am working right now on the next album. It is coming soon. I am coming back with more music, you guys. So, don't forget to download Lady Miss Peach's Reel. It is $14.99 on Google Play and all your favorite apps. You can, that's for your own pleasure. You can also listen to it for free on some apps. But just to have it and say you have the album, hey, it's $14.99, which is a very cheap price. So I'm glad you guys listened. And to all of y'all, we got to say, Lady Peaches, what's up?
And do y'all know the other song is like this? This is for my homies. Come on the drum with me.
She's singing one of my songs on the album reel. But it's also
get one of those shirts and those pants.
Like I said, I do have a clothing line, Peachy Dreams for adults and Peachy Imaginations for kids. We are taking orders now on you can text me through Messenger. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, Messenger, and basically leave me your information. What's your size, the name of the person, the location to send it to. And hey, we'll all talk about that once you guys hit me up. But anyway, this is Lady Peaches, what's up? A good Monday morning. Enjoy your day. Remember, respect others as you will have them respect you. Remember, gang violence is just not the time right now. Please find someone, hug them, love them, and let them know that they are appreciated in this world. Thank you and have a blessed day. And this is Lady Miss Peaches. What's up? Yeah, yay.
And Bulla Kids TV.
Thank you.
And then.